4 years before then, the first Abay administration came to an end only 1 year after its inauguration.
As you may know, I have a chronic disease, ulcerative colitis, which is an intractable disease.
Because of my lack of experience and poor ability to manage the cabinet, I experienced a crushing defeat in the general election. This led my regime to a deadlock and the worsening of my chronic disease. As a result, I was obliged to resign as Prime Minister shortly after reshuffling my cabinet. I was severely criticized by people across the country for having thrown out the regime. It was all my responsibility.
My pride and confidence as a politician were crushed. Everybody thought that Abe Shinzo's career as a politician was ended.
Later, a new medicine was developed, which cured my disease.
However, I did not regain the confidence to exert my leadership as a politician.
On such an occasion, I saw victims of the earthquake and tsunami, who were striving to revive their hometowns. I realized it was my mission to restore a strong economy to revive their hometowns. With this resolution, I ran for the presidency of the Liberal Democratic Party. I managed to win in the election and regained political power.
Why was I able to become Prime Minister again, which had been regarded as impossible?
It wasn't because I was an exceptional person.
Unfortunately, I didn't have an outstanding ability.
It was not because I was particularly strong, either. It was simply because I didn't give up, and because I was encouraged to never give up. If you think it's impossible, you can never step forward. You have countless options and possibilities as boundless as the sea. If you feel you can do it, you have nearly achieved your goal.
This is a song written by Sunku. He wrote this song for Kindai University.
From the song, I quoted my favorite phrases. It's important to never give up. It's important to have confidence in your own ability. My first administration ended in just 1 year, and I was criticized for having stepped down too quickly. With my second administration, however, my term as Japanese Prime Minister became the longest in the history of the Japanese constitutional government. As I have stated, I wasn't an exceptional leader. I was supported by exceptional colleagues.
Chairman Seiko is one of such colleagues.
I was able to sustain my government because I had good colleagues who stepped forward with me by aligning their efforts with mine. Many of these colleagues experienced failures and setbacks during the first Abe administration. I shared with them frustrations and bitter regrets. Later, this experience proved to be helpful. In your life, I'm sure you will experience failures.
Some of you may fail again and again.
What is important is to rise up again. If you learn from your own mistakes, you'll become greater. Walt Disney was once fired by his company. Although he had started up his own business, it went bankrupt.
After repeated bankruptcies, benefiting from these experiences, he finally achieved great success.
American society provides people with ample opportunities to rise up again. I have been striving to transform Japanese society. Probably, our society hasn't yet changed enough.
To change it into a society that allows people to take on challenges, however, it needs someone who takes on challenges.